Have you ever been just a bit more than moderately concerned as to what lies on the other side of this life when you've breathed your last? You wouldn't be alone. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Allow me to share a short parable with you that I stumbled across recently. A sick man turned to his doctor as he was preparing to leave the examination room and said, "Doc, I'm afraid to die. Tell me, what lies on the other side?" Very quietly, the doctor said, "I don't know." "You don't know? You're a Christian and you don't know what's on the other side?" The doctor was holding the handle of the door. On the other side came a sound of a scratching and whining. And as he opened the door, a dog sprang into the room and leapt on him with an eager show of gladness. Turning to the patient, the doctor said, "Did you see that? My dog's never been in this room before. He didn't know what was on the other side. He knew nothing except that his master was here, and when the door opened, he sprang in without fear. I know little of what's on the other side of death, but I do know one thing. My master's there, and that's enough." John chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Jesus said, "Don't be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I wouldn't tell you this if it were not true. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back. Then I'll take you with me so that you can be where I am." That's God's word fresh for you today. Before we part ways today, might I ask you for a small favour? You see, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org to share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.